In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Blake Hurst is back with us this afternoon. You know, President Trump announced this farm package yesterday. He's a corn, soybean, and greenhouse farmer in Tarkio, Missouri. He's been with us before. Not always on the best topics because the farmers are really struggling out there. Blake, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
Well, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
I guess more importantly, how are our Missouri farmers doing? Because there's a lot of uncertainty and a little unrest out there, isn't there?
Well, there is for people growing crops. It's just across the board from rice and cotton in the boot hill to corn and soybeans and wheat. Prices are pretty low and people are feeling some financial stress. If you're raising cattle, it's been a very good year.
Well, let's talk. I want to talk about what the president did yesterday for farmers and get your reaction to that. But also, let's start with some things that really have been very detrimental to farmers and very challenging, and that's the price of everything. And you've talked about this before. And you can paint the picture here, I think, pretty effectively with the audience, because fertilizer and farm equipment, you name it, everything has gone up significantly. We're not talking about, I mean, the whole country knows about inflation, right? We're not talking about small numbers, but in many cases, some of these prices for farmers have doubled, tripled, right?
Oh, yeah. We're seeing, much higher than inflation on many of the things we buy. A lot of reasons for that. Tariffs are one of them. They're not the only reason that costs have gone up, but they're one of them. We've got, in the seed corn business, there's only a couple, three suppliers of large seed corn companies, so they have a little bit of pricing power. They're able to hold higher prices for longer than a more competitive industry would. So it's a combination of things. So the inflation kind of started it off. In other words, we saw prices increases when inflation became high 3 or 4 years ago, and then it was kicked into second gear by the Trump tariff. So really kind of a bad combination for the things we buy.
Is one of the things I think you've talked about before the potash fertilizer?
Yep. Yeah, we're seeing almost all of it has to be imported, and there's tariffs on it, at least 10% tariffs, sometimes higher depending on which country we're importing it from, and that's added to our costs.
All right, Blake. So yesterday, as I mentioned, the president unveils this aid package, which is supposed to provide up to $11 billion toward the U.S. Department of Agriculture's new Farm Bridge Assistance Program, which is designed to provide payments to row crop farmers, while the remaining $1 billion will go to farmers whose crops do not qualify for the program. I heard someone earlier today kind of describe this as, pulling the Band-Aid off an open wound, but not really fixing, some of the issues here. So what's your reaction to the package announced yesterday?
Well, it is that it'll help. There just can't be any doubt. $12 billion, $11 billion for crop farmers is a lot of money. It will help. I think the estimate for the profit, the loss on the seven major crops raised in the U.S., starting with corn, soybeans, wheat, I saw the other day was $34 billion last year for all crop acres. So this is not going to fill that hole. And it's about our fourth year in a row where prices haven't covered all of our costs. So it'll help. It'll be appreciated. But we're going to need some improvement in markets for really healthy again.
Yeah. So what I hear there is that that's just not sustainable, right? So what
oh,
is?
Oh no. This.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
a hell of a way to run a business, right?
I mean,
they said that they're going to spend money that they raised in tariffs. So this is the way it goes. We put on tariffs, which makes things we buy more expensive. Other people get mad and they quit buying our stuff.
Right.
Which means what we sell is worth less. And now we have to get a government check and out of the money we got for raising those tariffs that caused all the problem in the first place. So you tell me how that makes sense.
Well, and you know, look, this is a farmers, not across the board, I'm sure, but this is a group of people that certainly supported President Trump. And I know, you know, Blake, you and I have had these conversations going back to the spring with the tariffs and some of the concerns here. Now they're kind of playing out in real time, manifesting itself. So what's the long-term fix for this? And what would you say? I think I've asked you this before, like if you're sitting down with President Trump or you're down at Mar-a-Lago, Blake, what would you tell him that the farmers need right now?
I don't imagine I'll be getting him in the picture anytime soon. Oh, look, I mean, the theory is that if we raise these tariffs, we'll be able to negotiate better trade deals. Have we proven beyond a doubt that theory won't work? Well, no. I don't think we're off to a very good start, but we can hope. We can hope that we are able to see some trade deals that improve the terms of trade for U.S. agriculture and manufacturing. Now, at some point, and I don't think it's too far in the future, we're going to have to look at all these tariffs and all of our things that we've done and say, hey, is this working? President Trump's done a lot of good things for farmers. He's made announcements in the last couple of days on issues, on regulatory issues that are a big deal, that are good for farming. But this one isn't working, hasn't so far. We're going to need proof that it's going to work pretty quickly.
So what do you hear from your farmers there? Because there has to be obviously frustration, not only with the situation, but with the politics of all this.
Yeah, well, I think farmers are, glad that the subsidy package was announced and will go into effect. Are nervous about, again, strong support for President Trump and farm country and the part of the world where I live, but patience isn't going to last forever.
So at
some point we got to figure something out.
You know, I think I told you this before, not that you would remember, but I always refer to it as maybe some of the only real work I've ever done in my life. When I was 12 and 13 years old, or 13 and 14, this was late 70s. I worked on a farm outside of Aurora, Illinois, Big Rock, Illinois, and I walked soybean fields and stuff like that. But, you know, I bring it up because, look, the family farm has been in trouble for decades. There's no doubt about that. But this is really a situation where it's going to put the kibosh on these family farms even more, isn't it? It already is, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, the thing I worry about is young guys getting started.
Right.
They borrow, you know, just like you when you got your first job, got married, you bought a house, right? You had a lot of debt. Well, that's the situation the young farmer's in. He started farming. He's bought some machinery with borrowed money. He's got if he's lucky, he's been able to buy a base, a small farm to start out farming. He's got debt on that. And it's just going to be tough. So we got to get through this. And like I say, hopefully things will change better pretty quickly.
When you say the livestock farmers are doing so well, why is that? Now, look, I like steak and I buy steaks. They're pricey, but there's demand for that. And there's enough product where they're doing fine right now in livestock.
Yeah. What has happened? I mean, you know, it's sometimes bad news leads to good news. What has happened is, we've had, particularly in the western U.S., but even in parts of Missouri, we've had several years of drought. People didn't have enough grass for the cows that they had. So they took the cows to market, which meant they went into hamburger, and you ate them at McDonald's.
Right.
But the thing that didn't happen was they didn't have a calf that year or the next year. So over time, as people shrunk their cow herds because of very, very dry weather, the number of cattle available to go to market, you know, to be fed out and purchased as a steak has really decreased. And I think we've got the smallest cow herd, smallest number of cows we've had in the U.S. in maybe 70.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
5 years.
That's crazy.
So that was caused by some low profits in the past, but it was also caused by just dry weather, just a sustained and really awful drought. Now, so the prices went up. Everybody wondered how the consumer would react as prices have gone up, but people are continuing to eat steak, so that's the very good news. And I hope they have patience, because we'll start building that cow herd, and we'll start seeing those prices come down. But it takes a while.
Yeah.
So this is not going to be solved in a week or even a month.
Well, I still like my ribeyes, but I'm not going to lie. The prices, it's a little sticker shock when you go out there and you try to buy steak.
Maybe like me, maybe you don't need a 16-ounce cut, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
Blake, make that steak last twice.
I get it. Blake Hurst, look, we're thinking about you. I hear about this, and I depend on, it's kind of like my rule with the military. I don't want to speak out of turn because I'm not a veteran, and military folks have different perspectives. I always appreciate your perspectives. You're out there, you know, working hard, and these farmers are trying to, you know, survive. So thanks for the update this afternoon, and I hope you can have a Merry Christmas, Blake. Thanks so much.
We're planning on it. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.